Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rodriguez leaves league. Hot Rod, what's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
I'm well. How y'all doing, man?
We're doing well, man. I'm glad to get you on. I got to give a big shout-out, too, to your people because they have been getting at me for a few months now leading up to this thing because they said, hey, Dukes, the fight's going to be on ESPN. So at Nick Love, ATL, Big Energy Nick, you know who you are, man. Appreciate you always letting me know what's going on with this. But Hot Rod, tell us your story because I think there's a lot of folks who are listening right now going, hey, there's a cat that's going to fight on ESPN and he's fighting here in the ATL. What's your story? Tell us.
Well, you know, I've been boxing about 14 years. I was kind of, you know, early in my years, I wasn't taking it serious. I was kind of like 1 foot in and 1 foot in the streets. And I never really took it serious. So back in 2017, I lost my best friend, Julian Wine, to violence in the streets. And he was one of the best boxers I had ever seen. And we was going to get him signed to Adrian Broner, and he got killed on the 4th of July. So it was just something about that just woke my eyes up and made me take it serious. He used to call me every day, wake me up. He used to try to get me to go running and taking it serious. And I never did. So a lot of people don't know that my first six fights as an amateur, I lost. But I kept going, and my motivation was, a lot of people don't know as well, that Evander Holyfield lost his first 12 fights as an amateur. Right. So that was my motivation to keep going and say that, hey, you can do this.
And as a pro, my man is 8-0-1, Carl, with 5 wins by knockout in the super lightweight division. Rodriguez, Hot Rod Livesey is with us. So what was the hardest part? I mean, because, you know, I've read your bio. You know, you said you were in the gym and you had 1 foot on the street, 1 foot in the gym. You talked about losing your guy. So what was the biggest thing you had to learn how to do to be successful in this game?
Being disciplined. Being disciplined, taking it serious, you know, because boxing is not, it's not like any other sport. You can't play boxing. You can't play boxing at all. You can't tag in your partner. You can't pass the ball to nobody. You have to take it serious. So what you put in is what you get out of it. So the day that I realized that, the day that I became a way better boxer.
Did you watch the Deontay Wilder fight? Did you watch the Fury fight? Just curious.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
And, you know, it's one of those things. I just bring this up because you talk about you can't play boxing. Wilder was in there. He wanted to go out on his shield, and obviously he did do that. Last time they threw in the towel. But it's one of the – you find out a lot about yourself in this sport, don't you?
Right, right. So I think with that fight, you know, it was – I think Tyson Fury is just was just a much better fighter than Deontay Wilder, and it was just one of those things where Deontay Wilder wasn't moving his head, and then you have to think he put on 20 pounds of mass, so it takes a lot of oxygen to fill up muscle. So there he was gassing out early, and now I'm hearing that he broke his right hand too. So the last six rounds of the fight, he fought on pure heart. So it's just one of those things where I commend both fighters because boxing is one of those things where you have to. I commend anybody that steps foot in the ring because you have to have a lot of heart to do that. A lot of people not doing that. So I just commend whoever gets in the ring personally. And it was just a great fight. It was one of the best heavyweight fights in history.
Yeah, we just mentioned while you were on getting redialed up, we were there for the second fight, and this one was the best, definitely, of the trilogy. Who are the guys that you watched? I know you got into boxing a little bit later, but who are the guys that you watched as a young man that you emulate, or at least you said, man, I love that guy's style?
Growing up, I loved Mike Tyson. I loved Evander Holyfield. In my teenage years and my later years, I started like Floyd Mayweather. But as of right now, my favorite fighter is Canelo Alvarez.
Really? Canelo?
Oh, wow,
huh?
Man.
Why? Tell us why. What do you like about him?
Canelo is one of the only fighters that runs combinations off of counters. He's a smart fighter. He set up shots. He throw trick shots. Canelo might throw... might throw the same shots for two or three rounds just to set you up for the big shot that he's trying to make you run into. So he's just a very strategic fighter. and he's a boxer puncher to me.
We always thought that, obviously, they had to make the fight, but he fought Floyd probably a little too early in his career.
Yeah, most definitely. But it made him as good as he is today.
Right. Yeah, it surely has. Tell us about your opponent, man. What do you know about Palmer?
I know Palmer, he has a lot of experience. He has maybe like 30 fights. He's been in the ring with a lot of different guys. He's seen a lot of different styles. We're expecting him to move a lot. So I'm expecting to cut the ring off, and I'm going to find him. Once I find him, I'm going to put the pressure on him.
Nice. I like it, man. Well, we wish you the best of luck, man. I'm glad you were able to stop by. Hey, we've been promoting the fight, giving the tickets away, and this is one of the fights you're going to see, guys, at State Farm Arena. And, again, it's brought to you by Top Rank. It's going to be on ESPN Saturday, October 23rd at State Farm Arena. So make sure you check it out. Hot Rod, man, continue success and keep climbing, brother.
All right. Thank you. I thank you guys for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.